7:07 a.m. and welcome to another edition of Morning Joe with the CO. You're listening to Petty Officer Connor Blake and Captain Suarez. Good to see you again.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Yes. Just saying, I haven't seen you in a while, but we had a pretty exciting exciting adventure last time I saw you.
Yeah, the last time we were together, I think we had quite the vintage, the vantage point, sorry, from atop the water tower as we were making our holiday video.
Turned into a good video. So
that was a lot of fun too. It's amazing the view that you get from up there. Puts the whole thing into perspective.
Yep.
Like being able to see the entire installation from one place
and out into town.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. Good to see some of the communities around us. That was absolutely wonderful. Beautiful day to do it too. It was great.
Yes, sir. So I understand we have we got a big show today. Lots of stuff happening in the larger Rota community, in the Spanish community, as well as a lot of new things coming with MWR.
Yeah. Well. Frankly, there's a lot of stuff happening essentially in all arenas. So we have coming up ahead of us the spring season, which brings a lot of really fun stuff on the base, in the communities around us. The Fedia season is coming up, which is so much fun. And I'm glad I get to be a part of that one more year. But before we dive into that, I'm going to break script for just a little bit. There is a lot going on. Right. With the new administration, there are a lot of changes that are coming. There are a number of executive orders that have been issued. There's new leadership that we have in pretty much every echelon in the military right now. And I know with some of that guidance, some of it can be something that that affect people very personally and very deeply. So for everybody out there who's listening, who's wondering about all these things, number one, just ask for a little bit of patience. Some of these things are very difficult to work through, and we are doing our best to make sure that we work through it the right way and implement it the right way. And that means working through my boss, working through his boss, working through a number of different levels to make sure that we've got it right before we implement it. And the other thing is, if this is kind of getting in your head, I hope that you got somebody to talk to. And if you don't yet, there are plenty of resources out there. Find somebody to talk to about this stuff. Make sure you have the chance to have a conversation about it so it doesn't just sit inside of you and fester. We are going to keep meeting our mission here. The guidance that we receive will shape some of the ways that we do that, but Rota is an incredible installation, and I've never had the chance to work with so many amazing people. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure those people have all the support that they need, because I know that they are the ones executing the mission, not me. And we will continue to find a way to ensure that the warfighters are able to deploy on time, every time, with the resources they need to execute their mission. And I think the most important thing I'm going to do for the next little while is ensuring that all of the folks providing that support have their own support. So doing everything I can to make sure they're in a position to be able to do their job. So lots of change, lots of everything happening kind of all over the world. And I urge people to read the news. Like, take a look at what's happening. Some of this stuff that we are saying at the highest levels right now will affect the way that we operate here. Right. And you can look at the situation in Ukraine and some of the statements that we're making about Ukraine right now and understand that puts us in a challenging position with our partners. But we have an incredible relationship with Spain here. And this is the oldest relationship that the United States has. We've been allies with Spain since before we were a country. And I'm proud of the relationship that we have here. And I know that we will continue to grow this relationship. We will continue to strengthen this relationship so that we are in a position to execute every mission with the support of our oldest and closest ally, no matter what that mission happens to be. So wanted to get that one out. I think it's probably something a lot of people are thinking. It's something that I'm working through every day with some of the talented folks on my staff. But I want to assure everybody we're going to keep meeting this mission because the people here are amazing, and they've got leaders who care about them deeply and are making sure that they have everything they need to be able to execute it. So.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Lots of changes, new season. But like you said, I think as long as
you guys got to update your picture board too. I saw we got the wrong sec nav up there. You got to get the right one.
Yes, yes. I took that down. I don't know if somebody put it back, but but yes. New season. But I think as long as we stick together, you know what I mean, and focus on the mission, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, the Navy is unique in compared to every other service, right? Because we deploy on ships, we are amazing at gathering around our teams and making sure our teams are good. Because when you're on a destroyer or a cruiser or even on an aircraft carrier, which is a massive floating city, it's still a floating city in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the Navy has developed this culture of taking care of each other and their sailors wherever they are, no matter the situation, because we have to. When we're deployed out there in the middle of the ocean, we have to be able to take care of ourselves to be able to fight and win. So I'm confident that here on this installation, we're going to do a great job of taking care of all of our people to keep getting after the mission.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you saying that, because I was just thinking, like you said, it kind of, when changes like that from the top happen, it kind of affects everybody differently. Mm-hmm. So it's super important for, you know what I mean, like you and me to have conversations like this.
Yeah.
And everyone with their sailors, because different people might be feeling a certain type of way about, yep, you know, different changes. So,
yeah.
But as long as we're taking care of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there may maybe some people who this isn't really affecting at all.
Yeah,
there could be junior sailors who are like, I don't know what all the hubbub's about.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there are a number of civilians right now who have seen a lot of the headlines about the way that they're going at or force reductions and are probably nervous about what's coming next for them. So there's this huge spectrum of the way people have been affected by this. But I think it's important to have the conversation. Some people may not need the conversation. That's great. Some people may want the conversation. They just haven't had the opportunity to have it. So I'm here to let people know, if you want to have the conversation, there are people who are willing to talk to you about it, and they will help you kind of process this and be in a position to be able to keep working.
Yes, sir. Well, on that note, I'll pivot a little bit.
Yeah. Sorry, a little bit heavy to start this.
No. I just, some exciting news.
Yeah.
You know, February is almost over.
Yep.
March is, quickly approaching. And that means Carnival.
Yeah.
Carnival is going to be happening out in town.
Yeah. First of all, I can't believe February is almost done. This year is just flying by like that. It's absolutely incredible.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Carnival, which means we're getting close to, back in the States, Mardi Gras. We're getting close to Feria. But Carnival, it's, if you haven't had the chance to get out there and enjoy it, go to Cádiz. Like, get stuck in that crowd and just watch how this whole thing unfolds and all the celebrations and the costumes and everything that they do. It's so much fun. And it's such a twist on the take that we have back in the States and how we celebrate this time of year. It's really cool. And speaking of Mardi Gras and getting into leading towards Holy Week, if this is your first year in southern Spain, stand by, because it is so different the way that they start to celebrate everything leading up to Holy Week. Because southern Spain is so steeped in that Catholic tradition, Catholicism it's got a great tradition in how they celebrate all these pieces. And every town's a little bit different in how they celebrate it. You can go someplace like Jerez, where it is just this deep celebration, or you can go to Rota. And my wife and I have joked, this time of year, if you go get dinner on the weekend, you're going to run into a procession.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're just going to have a little band and people with floats, and it's so much fun. So
it is. It's super fun. And also, too, be wary of if you're trying to get to work during that period of time. I would take the highway.
Yes.
Because if
yes,
you're trying to go through the middle of town.
Yeah, those processions, they're patient. They're nothing if not patient.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And another thing that I wanted to talk about also, too, just had the big game.
Yeah.
We just had the big football game. What are your thoughts on the Philly?
Well, I was
Philadelphia
hoping,
faithful.
I was really hoping that both of them would lose.
Uh-huh.
I know that's not really possible with the Super Bowl, but as a Washington fan, I didn't want either one to win. But man, Philadelphia, they put on just an exhibition there. And it was incredible to see how that team came together over the course of the year. I'm not an Eagles fan, but holy cow, they were a good team. There were no weaknesses on them as they progressed through the year. It was impressive to see. I'm an older guy. I grew up watching football based on running backs and the running game.
Oh, yeah.
So seeing Saquon Barkley, the way that he dominated those games, and the way that Kansas City built their entire defense around stopping him just to be crushed by all the other elements that Philadelphia had.
I know in the Super Bowl, he hardly even, you know what I mean, he didn't really get a chance to do much, but they were able to execute in every other part of the game.
Yeah, but you saw the way that he was celebrating for his teammates.
Yep.
It was something else. I think on the NFL Network, they have a highlight of, I think the coach was just saying, you know, if we score now, the game's over.
Like, yep.
Just call it. And you can see he shifted over into pass protection. And as soon as the ball was out of the quarterback's hand, like, his hands were up in celebration. He knew it was going to happen. He knew what his teammates were capable of. It was it was fun to watch from just a football fan. It was really fun to watch. And I love it when people are celebrating with their teammates, when their teammates are, you know, winning on the biggest stage. It was really cool to see.
Yeah, I've loved football ever since I was a little kid. And it's kind of hard to have this conversation with people who aren't like sports fans or, you know, football fans. But yeah. I love comparing, you know what I mean, like the team aspect of football to the Navy, just because it's you know what I mean? You need everybody to get the job done. Just like you were saying, yeah, like Saquon Barkley, Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the team kind of, you know what I mean, rallied around him when he couldn't run in the Super Bowl and just dominated. So every person is important for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And heck of a lot of fun to watch. Wish it showed a little bit earlier.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we're going to, in a couple minutes, we're going to take a quick song break. But before that, sir, I just wanted to ask, before we go to break, before you depart Spain, is there a... Is there anywhere you haven't been yet that you're looking to get to?
I think we're going to head north. We're going to go see the northern part of Spain.
Okay.
We have seen a lot of southern Spain. We've had the chance to visit a number of the big cities, a lot of smaller towns that we'd never even heard of before coming here. But we want to go see the northern part. And it's, from what I understand, it's so different. The weather is so different. The environment's so different. I just want to go up there and see what that looks like. And so I've seen all of Spain.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my sister is coming to visit in a couple months, and I want to take her up there too. I haven't really been either, so I thought that would be a cool trip. But definitely hope you get to see all of it before you leave. Yes, sir. All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick song break here on Morning Joe with the CEO. But when we come back, Captain Suarez is joined by a very special guest with lots of exciting information to put out. So stay tuned. But first, here is "Human" by Lenny Kravitz right here on AFN Road of the Eagle. Welcome back to Morning Joe with the CEO, with Captain Suarez, right here on AFN Road of the Eagle. And Captain Suarez, I understand we have a very big guest today.
We do. Well, I mean, I'm probably not literally, but figuratively, he's got an outsized presence here. I will say that Mr. Tom Durning was our N92 director, the fleet readiness director, when I got here. He was fantastic. When he left, I was like, man, how are we going to get somebody who is this involved, this engaged, who's got all these great ideas? And then the new Tom showed up, and he's just quietly infused that department with a different level of energy. It has been absolutely fantastic to see. So, Tom, welcome to the show. Really, before I let you talk, though, last week you had a celebration with all of the employees, right? The chance for them just to get together and celebrate amongst each other just how well they've done.
Yes, sir. It was a employee appreciation event, just an opportunity to get the entire team, excuse me, as many people as possible together, get out of the office, close a few facilities, which was great, and just spend time together and show appreciation, an opportunity for me to say thank you, to recognize some outstanding employees at every level. So it was amazing.
My favorite part about it is I walked in and it was like going to a disco. I walked in, the music was pounding, the lights were flashing, there were voices and all sorts of discussions and yelling and having fun and cheering people on. And I disappeared. Like, people didn't pay attention to me. They didn't notice me because they were having so much fun together. I think that was fantastic. It shows just how much you brought that team together, how great they are. So that was a great celebration for you guys. Excuse me. So you came from
Sigonella,
right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So how's it been adapting here in Spain from Sigonella?
Yeah, it's different. The driving is pretty normal here, you know, which I haven't experienced in the last 7 years. The streets are clean. It's, you know, we don't have a huge active volcano in the background. But there's been a lot of differences, but a lot of positives. The family is getting settled and the kids are happy. The wife is happy. And so, we're happy and we're lucky to be here.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So, like I said, came from NAS Sigonella, where I was in a similar role. I was the MWR director there. I had various jobs in Sigonella. Before that, I was in NAS Jacksonville. Before that, Pax River. And my very first MWR experience was in 2006 when Keflavik shut down. I was there as an MWR intern. in the marketing office. So we shut that base down, and that was the start of my MWR career. But you know, I come from a military family, so grew up dependent, lived overseas in Keflavik and Naples, and just always had an appreciation for the military community. And when I had opportunity to do this as a career, it was you know, I couldn't pass it up. So
that's great. So one thing for people listening out there, the number of civilians we have who have dedicated their professional life to supporting us is phenomenal. So 2006, that means you've been doing this for about 19 years now.
Yes, sir.
Right. So then for all of our sailors and airmen out there, think about how much time you've spent in uniform. Tom has spent the equivalent of a career in his MWR uniform, for lack of a better term, supporting us and moving all over the world to be able to support us. I'm incredibly grateful that you have taken this on and take such good care of this. Yeah,
and it's a privilege for the people that wear the MWR uniform. It's an honor to be completely honest.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I'm super grateful as well. We're super lucky to have, you know, you and other people like you, and all the resources that you offer us. We're like, I just am more and more grateful every day. It's amazing how much we have, you know what I mean, at our disposal. It's awesome.
Especially here. I think Rota does it so well, mm-hmm. On so many different levels, whether it's taking care of our kids, because your portfolio is huge. I guess before we really get into that, so what are some of the ways that you support the community here?
Yeah, so under my umbrella, the fleet readiness umbrella, there's three core organizations. There's the galley, which is a new one for me, so that's the biggest adjustment right now. There's child and youth programs and MWR. So three pretty big organizations that have a lot of responsibility to take care of our service members, their families, civilians, and everybody.
Yeah, so going back to what I said a little bit earlier about making sure the warfighters are able to deploy with the resources they need to execute their mission, I think what you provide is one of the fundamental resources they need to be able to execute their mission. Because anybody with a family, with kids, knows that if they're worried about their kids, they're worried about their family, they're not going to be able to focus on their jobs. So Absolutely. Providing the support for, I've taken advantage of pretty much every element that you have. I eat at the galley a couple of times a week. My kids are in child and youth programs. And I've been a part of some of the huge celebrations and some of the smaller ones that MWR puts on. But being able to provide that support, making sure our sailors are able to focus, it's huge. I'll be indebted to you guys and just how well you do it.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Tom, I was going to ask, what is kind of your vision now that you're here, you're kind of getting settled in. Once you do get settled in, what is kind of your vision for the future of MWR here at Navstay Rota?
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, we've got a lot of projects going on. We've got a lot of aging facilities that we're trying to improve that are, you know, there's already maybe projects in the works. We're working on other projects in the future, capturing funding to take care of those, and then programming. You know, it's always a challenge to program what our community wants, you know, to provide programs and events that satisfies a wide demographic of people, where it's, you know, single sailors have lived in the barracks, you know, families with young kids, families with older kids, families with no kids, you know, and it's a challenge. So it's, you know, working with the team and building a full list of programs that are going to satisfy, you know, the widest group possible. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, with that, I'm going to take another quick song break, but stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a recap. You know, like me and Captain Suarez were just saying, it's already almost March, but we're still kind of in the beginning of 2025, and we've already had so much happen this year. So stay tuned. We're going to recap that. But first, here is Bulls on Parade. We're really hitting it home with this one by Rage Against the Machine right here on AFN Road of the Eagle. There was Rage Against the Machine, and welcome back to Morning Joe with the CEO, with Captain Suarez. And we are also joined this morning by a very special guest, Tom. He is the new MWR director here on Navstay Rota.
Yeah, I'll say Rage Against the Machine. That's one of my guilty pleasures.
I've never heard that song, sir. That was that was a good one.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we might be a different generation. So, yeah, those came out, I think, as the folks in my age group were starting to rebel against. I mean, really, we're getting mad at our parents. We're going to rebel against our parents. Not what those are political protest songs. They're not protests against your parents, but that's how most of us pick up stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's why Rage will always be something that I enjoy listening to.
I love those memes about when it's talking about, you know, like nostalgia, listening to songs where you're super young and you have no idea what the song is about, but
absolutely.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. Or the number of ways that you sing songs the wrong way. It's so much fun. Listening to my kids go through that now just brings joy to my heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That must be so fun.
It is.
Yes, but Tom, I wanted to, kind of include you in on this now. So can you give us a little recap about what's been going on with MWR over the past couple months?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a ton of really successful trips. Honestly, you know, the ski snowboard trips have probably been the highlight. We've had multiple weekend ski and snowboard trips to Granada, all, you know, just about sold out, hugely successful.
There's still another one coming up in March, right?
There is. Yeah. I believe it's not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Yes, sir.
But Valentine's Day had some awesome events. Valentine's 5K. We had the trip to the Arabian Baths. It's great start to 2025 for sure.
Yeah, and for those who haven't taken part in some of those tours, I highly recommend it. Hey, you got to do nothing. You give them a little bit of money. You get on a bus, and everything is taken care of for you.
Absolutely,
it's a great way to see some places you may not see.
Yeah, great way to experience Spain.
Yep.
I still haven't been to the Arabian Baths, but I should probably do that before I leave, for sure. On that note, could we kind of move into the future and talk about some of the events that are coming up?
Absolutely. So let me start off by saying I've got the new Vamos right here in front of me, and so once this drops, there's a ton of stuff in it. It's, you know, people that create this, our marketing department's amazing, there's also an entire team behind programming every single event and trip. So once this new edition drops, make sure you get a copy because there's a ton in it. But you know, for with Feria coming up, as the skipper mentioned, we got the Sevillana lessons that are gonna be happening in March every Wednesday from 9:30 to 10:30 over in the fitness center. We've got tons of entertainment coming up. We've got some pickleball professionals that are going to be here March 22nd, which is awesome. You know, I mean, we get NFL players, we get UFC fighters, and now we get professional pickleball athletes.
That's awesome.
So we know there's an entire pickleball community. So what's cool about this is we're gonna kick it off with a pickleball tournament, and it's going to sort of climax into this, like, you know, compete against these professional athletes. For some of those people that think they're the better pickleball players in the area or on base, this will be a great opportunity to showcase their skills.
Yeah, I know I'm a little late to the party on this one, but man, pickleball is taking the world by storm.
Absolutely.
It really is.
I gotta say, this is the first time I've ever seen a Vamos magazine before the month that it came out. Like, this is a... I feel like I'm seeing behind the curtain right now.
So, in all honestly, this is just the edit. So I'm finalizing. So I've got to mark this up.
But I know the cover now before March. I feel special right now.
Lots of other stuff though. We've got tons of family friendly hikes going on in March as the weather starts getting nicer. We've got, you know, reoccurring family nights at Pins. We've got 5Ks, 10Ks. In March, April, we've got Kids Color Run, which is a huge event. I think last year we had 700 people out there.
Yeah, it makes for some great pictures too. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we love making videos. AFN loves making videos of you know, the kids running through the paint in slow mo. It looks so cool.
Yeah. mark that one down for sure. Imagination Movers are coming back. These guys are great. They're coming back April 16th. It's the kids band. They used to be on Disney Junior. I've had the privilege of taking them on tour a couple times.
Cool.
So I've got to know those guys pretty well. Later on in April, Easter weekend, we're going to have our Explosion. taking place for the, you know, it's our egg hunt, photos with the bunny, all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's such a big event. And the way that your team has really shaped it over the years, it provides all the kids so many opportunities to find as many eggs as they can. I love the way you guys put that together. I think it's great.
Yeah, and shout out to Doug and his team over at Community Recreation Office for putting that together. But they're finding a way this year to even accommodate more children,
which is
phenomenal.
I love having that problem. We have to keep growing to accommodate all the people who want to be part of it.
Yeah, we've also got we're finalizing details on the Great Navy Campout, which is coming back. So that's going to be a family-friendly campout here on base. Start on May 10th through May 11th. So we're excited about that.
Okay, so I'm hoping my kids are already on their way to school. Otherwise, they would hear that and start begging us right now to camp out. I'm not a camper.
No.
I would not have expected
my
that
bed is so comfortable.
No, so wrong. What's cool about this initiative, it's the CNIC initiative, that the entire purpose of it is to get military families exposed to camping. You know, if you grew up in a city or wherever, you didn't grow up camping, it provides like a safe environment here on base. We provide all the gear, all the tents, help you set it up. The end goal is to hopefully make people feel comfortable enough to go do it off base and to do it with their family and to become like a hobby. So it's a really cool initiative.
That is really cool. Yeah, that is cool.
I've been trying for 3 years to get my shipmates here at the station to go camping with me somewhere. Man, hasn't happened yet, but still got a few more months.
I'm such a creature of habit. I want to sit on my couch and read a book, and listen to music, and then I want to go get into my really comfortable bed. I mean,
you got
to
be one with nature, sir.
Yeah, I think nature passed me by a couple of years ago. It's all right.
Yes, sir. And Tom, can you tell me a little bit about some of the it looks like there's some sporting events coming up as well for the kids.
Yeah, we've got youth sports is back in action. We had assessments on Tuesday, and youth basketball will be in full swing starting next Monday over at DGF.
Yeah.
So the school's gracious enough to let us use their gymnasium, and it's going to be great. I was out there watching my kids in the assessments the other day, so it's a ton of people out there. Everybody's excited to get on the court.
Good.
And it's great. And then baseball, softball registration is going to begin March 18th.
Yeah.
So it's going to be another
baseball.
Yeah. No, not baseball in spring.
Yep.
You know, with
it's like the quintessential
opening ceremonies, and you just it's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff. Swim lessons are always ongoing as well. So a lot of opportunities for the kids.
All right. And I understand there is also some programs for single sailors, families, but specifically it's looking like there's some workout programs that they can get either at the fitness center or also too, like the early literacy program. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the early literacy program always at the library. It's been a huge initiative in the last year or two. And then for single sailors, we have our, under the community recreation umbrella, we've got the Liberty Single Sailor Program. It's targeted to E6 and below, single or unaccompanied, active duty members only. So one of our most important programs with MWR. And we have an entire team that's devoted to programming events and trips just for that demographic. And so that is one of our next to fitness and childcare, our Liberty Single Sailor Program is one of our core programs, especially here in Rota, where we have such a high concentration of, that E6 and below demographic.
Young sailors. Yeah.
So tons of, leisure skills, opportunities for them, programs at the Liberty Center, discounted golf outings, discounted bowling, discounted trips. One of those in March is the Via Ferrata in Graza Lima, which is, I haven't been personally since I've been here, but it's I've heard nothing but good things. So.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Do you know Via Ferrata? Yeah. It's Via Ferrata is like extreme, like canyon hiking. So you're typically tethered to like you have a harness and you're tethered to, but it's, you're on the sides of cliffs and going up, shady ladders and, it's obviously safe,
right.
But there's a sort of an adrenaline aspect to it. It's
oh,
really
I'm sure.
Cool.
Yeah. That sounds amazing to watch. Not sure that that's quite my thing.
I actually have a good story about that, sir. So I was not there, so I can't say that I've done it. However, my old MC1, Martinez, he went with a couple of sailors a couple of years ago on the Via Ferrata, and it was right, just to give you a picture, it was right outside of Ronda. So, like, they were climbing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were, like, hooked to the cliff, and you know how steep that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were climbing up of it, and they made a little video out of it. It looks super fun. But, yeah, definitely adrenaline rush.
That's awesome.
And then can I talk about the Navy 250th?
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, good.
You beat me to it.
Awesome. So
it's a big year for the Navy.
Yeah, so obviously Navy 250th birthday coming up. We have some really exciting stuff, and I can't wait to really tell the community what we're doing. You know, outside of we're going to do, you know, a golf tournament, Command Sports Challenge, some smaller events, we have the really cool opportunity to host Operation MWR again, which is the big CNIC initiative where last year, you know, every base in the world got its own concert. This year, you know, the only two bases overseas are going to get a show for Operation MWR, and Rota has the privilege of doing that. And so there's Skipper. You've seen the list of artists.
It's an eye-watering list.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those pinch yourself. There's no way that they are looking at getting these artists out here.
Yeah.
It's
so
amazing.
I can confirm that offers have gone out to some of these big names.
Oh, that's
great.
So it could
potentially be the biggest name Rota's ever had on the base for a concert. So, cool.
Yeah. I'm a little bit jealous since I won't be here for this.
I hope that
you guys get like the biggest possible name, and it just kind of blows the community away. Everybody here deserves that. That's cool.
It's going to be a fun one. Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Navy 250. On that note, we are going to take another quick song break, but please do not tune out now. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to play a little game, MWR Would You Rather, with Base CEO and MWR Director, right here on AFN Rota the Eagle. 7:50 a.m. and welcome back to Morning Joe with the CO, where we have Captain Suarez, Navy State Rota commanding officer, and we are joined this morning by MWR Director Tom. And sir, it looks like it's time to get into game mode.
Our monthly game. Let's do this.
All right, so we're gonna play MWR Would You Rather. Okay, so up first here we have. MWR offers so many opportunities for fun and amazing ways to see Spain. Lots of different ways to experience the culture. So let's see what activities you and Tom would rather do.
All right, yeah.
All right, so up first, we got a bodega tour and flamenco show. I see those, advertised all the time. That's definitely a good way to get into Spanish culture. Or a mountain bike ride.
Yeah.
So those are polar opposites. So
what about you, Tom?
What do you think?
Give me the mountain bike all day.
Yeah. Exact opposite. Love the bodega tour and the flamenco show. I mean, part of it is watching my kids at a flamenco show. Well, my daughter usually falls asleep, but my son is just like totally captivated by it. Everything from the way they're playing the guitar to the dancing. It's fun to watch him watch that. And I mean, I can, not to be facetious, I can go mountain biking just about anywhere, but I can't see a flamenco show the way that you see a flamenco show here. So that's why I do that.
Awesome. That is very true. Yeah. You're only really going to get that here in Spain. So take advantage of it while you can. Okay. Let's move on to round two. We're 1-1 right now. So round two.
I'm winning though. Right.
Round two. This is going to be a good one. I'm curious to see what you guys are better at. But would you rather do tennis lessons or a golf scramble?
I'm not good at either.
Okay, me either.
But I'll take the golf scramble for the social aspect, hanging out, chatting. Yeah.
Yeah, and I always assume if you go golfing, there are at least one or two other people who are just as bad as I am, and then one person who's really good who's going to carry us through all the holes. But I grew up playing racquetball, so I can't play tennis to save my life because racquetball is all on your wrist and tennis is more on your elbow and shoulder. So I'm just terrible at it.
I'm right there with you. I'm not good at either. Okay, let's move on to round three. Let's go with kayaking or paddleboarding.
I would do kayaking all day, every day. Yeah,
I'll go paddleboarding on this one. Yeah, that the opportunity to just jump in, climb back on. You could snorkel from the paddleboard. Yeah, you can, no, I love a good paddleboard if it's flat.
Yeah, the problem is with paddleboarding, it's always an inadvertent jump in.
Yeah,
I can't control it very well.
I can't either. Yeah, that's why I would pick kayaking as well.
Yeah, end up on my belly, just kind of paddling that way.
Good.
Yeah, trying to stand
workout,
up, forget about it. Like I can't. I can do it like on my knees a little bit, but if I try to stand, it's like.
Yeah, you definitely need some flat water for that.
Yeah, good place here though. I mean, lots of flat water.
All right, and on to the next one. Oh, this is going to be a tough one. I don't know where I stand on this one, but what about bingo or karaoke night?
Oh, it's karaoke hands down.
Yeah. Bingo is fun too, though.
I can't carry a tune. I have not in the least bit. So I'll take bingo. Give me the chance game to win a prize or, you know, some cash or something. So
I'm okay embarrassing myself every now and then. So I'll grab the mic. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Lastly, round five, final round. We're going to go horse riding lessons or dancing lessons.
I might have to sit that one out. If I had to choose, I'm not a dancer. I think, I'll probably venture to ride the horse, you know.
I would do dance lessons. We've tried Sevianas before. We've taken Sevianas dance lessons before. I'm terrible at it, but it's fun trying to learn something new. But I have taken like classical ballroom dancing before. So
I would be down.
There's
for
a very
both.
low listenership right now. So hopefully that one's not going to get out too much, but
yeah. You're going to be getting a lot of requests, sir. Everyone's going to be saying, we got to see this. all right. Well, yeah, that was, would you rather,
What I love is that highlights the wide breadth of stuff that MWR offers.
Because exactly.
Every one of those is something that you can do through MWR. So
absolutely.
Take a look at Vamos when it comes out, and you know have that little comparison with your family and your friends. You know, hey, we got these things. Which one do you want to do? And then go do it. Just get out there and do some of the stuff. It's awesome.
Yes, sir. All right, and with that, let's transition into some upcoming events we have going on Navstay Rota here. I understand. Yeah. FEP is coming up.
Yeah, so final evaluation problem. So FEP is the installation's big CNIC-driven evaluation of our ability to provide anti-terrorism, force protection, safety, and security for all of our members and dependents here on Rota. It's the week of March 10th through 14th. So what this means to everybody in the community is we will have some drills that are going on, drills down on Pier 1, drills over by La Plaza. We will have some unit-level training drills, so you'll see stuff happening out in the harbor. It can be a little bit disruptive on those drill days. So I just ask a little bit of patience, especially if you're trying to get to Pier 1 and we're shutting down that gate as part of our drill. Please understand, I don't often ask to do stuff that stops the business that we're doing on this base, but this is my chance to show off to CNIC how good our security, fire and emergency services, emergency management, the hospital support, how good those teams are in making sure that everybody here is safe. So I want to show them, give them the confidence that we're doing stuff right here so they leave and don't worry about us so that we can get back to doing our business. But March 10th through 14th, and we'll put some more information out about that, probably some stuff on social media just to remind you guys as we're getting closer to those drills. That is a big deal. That is a huge deal for us here. There's been a lot of work that's gone into that with our security team, with fire and emergency services, all you know, the folks I just mentioned, emergency management, our training team, really digging into ensuring that our processes are good and that when CNIC is here, our performance reflects our day-to-day, how well we run our business day-to-day. So big deal coming up. I'm looking forward to getting it knocked out so that we can take a breath afterwards and get back to real life. There's been a lot of pressure on a lot of folks getting ready for this one, but yeah. Anyway, that's FEP coming up.
Yes, sir, and I will make sure that AF and Rota, we do our part to keep promoting that until the time comes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we also have a lot of other stuff coming up. The tenant satisfaction survey is coming out. Please let us know how we're doing. We have a number of different ways to try and get some feedback. This is another chance for you to tell us how we are doing. So let us know what issues you see. Let us know ways that we can improve how you're able to sleep at night or how you're able to get your rest and relaxation, how you're able to get food and work out and anything there is, the roads, the schools, the you name it. Tell us what's on your mind so that we have the chance to try and improve it for you. I think that opens up at the end of March. So in just about a month, we'll have the chance to start taking part in that.
Yeah, surveys are so important to enable us to, you know, get things, you know, make things better for the sailors who come here after us and all that. So definitely important.
Organizations only improve if they can really understand ways that they can improve. So help us understand how we can improve.
Help us hold ourselves accountable for
Absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, sir, we just got done talking about dancing.
Sevianas, those dance classes are coming up. So if you want to get out there and make a little bit of a fool out of yourself, because it is such a strict dance choreography between two partners, it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun, especially because the Spanish that I've had the chance to do this with, they love that we're trying it. They want to show us how to do it. They want us to be a part of it. And then when you go out into Feria, it gives you the chance to get up on the stage and try and dance with all of them. You can see how good they are here because they've been dancing Sevillanas their whole life. But man, they just love, you know, bringing us into that part of the community. It's so much fun. And then after one of the lessons on March 14th? March 14th, we've got a town hall. So there'll be a Sevillanas dance lesson. And then after that, I'm going to hold a town hall. Another chance to come let me know what's on your mind. Nothing's off limits. Come bring any topic you want to discuss, and I will let you know what we're doing about it. I will let you know if I'm not aware of it and we want to get after it a little bit, and I'll let you know what we've been doing to try and improve things around the installation.
And then sir.
I think the very next day, the CB ball. I want to plug this one because the CBs have been such a huge part of us here in Rota. Come celebrate with the CBs. They're doing it at Bodegas Asporne, and whenever we have one of the balls there, it is an amazing event. So if you have the chance on March 15th to come celebrate with the CBs, come celebrate with the CBs. It is a whole lot of fun. A whole lot of fun.
We love a good ball in the Navy.
Yeah, who doesn't, right?
Yep.
Chance to get dressed up?
Absolutely. Great. All right, sir. Well, that is going to about do it for another edition of Morning Joe with the CEO. Is there anything else you would like to add, sir?
So the thing I tell my sailors and civilians every chance I have to meet with them, I recommend everybody out there has a plan and has fun. So when you're at work, have a plan for what you want to do at work. When you're outdoor enjoying in the community, have fun. Just have a plan to get yourself safely home. And then take care of yourselves. Take care of your shipmates. Right. Use all the great stuff that Tom's got laid out there. Take care of yourself physically, mentally, and then take care of your shipmates. If you see somebody who looks like they need a little bit of help, don't be afraid to reach out to them and ask them how they're doing. Like I said, Navy does a great job of taking care of itself, of ourselves. But that only works if we are willing as individuals to reach out and try and help those around us.
Yes, sir. And Tom, thank you so much for coming in. It was super nice to meet you, and I look forward to seeing you both around the installation.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks, Tom. It's a good show.
Okay, and that was Morning Joe with the CEO, your February edition. And with that, we are going to roll right into our hourly news update, and then stay tuned right here for the hottest hits.